here in his earlier life. We pick him up in 2 Samuel chapter 22, and I'll start reading this evening in verse number 47. Hope you have a pen. You'll underline some things in your Bible tonight. For David says, "The Lord liveth." Aren't you glad he's alive tonight? "And blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man." Verse 50. First time it's mentioned in your Bible. "Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation, for he is king and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore." You may be seated tonight. Father, we love you. We want to thank you for the good day that we've had at your house today. Lord, we thank you for this time of year, a very special time. This of Thanksgiving leads us into Christmas. We want to thank you, God, that we can celebrate these days as a Christian. Now, Lord, I pray you'd let preaching be easy tonight. I pray that you'd guard my mind. God, you'd help me in my heart and my spirit tonight. And God, I pray that the Spirit of God would help me in these last days of preaching, that of how and when to exalt the precious Son of God. Help us now together around your word tonight. I'm a needy preacher, and I pray you'd help me. In Jesus' name I ask you, amen and amen. Preaching tonight on David's Thanksgiving. Do you have a Thanksgiving? We see in verse 50 that David said, "Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord." I've got three main thoughts tonight on the why he gave, who he gave, and where he gave. David gave thanksgiving. And I want you to notice as we start tonight in 2 Samuel 22 and verse number 1 on why he gave. I want you to notice this. First of all, he gave for a reason. Why would David give thanks unto God? All of a sudden, in the highlight of David's ministry and his kingship, he takes time out to give thanks unto God. And the first mention in our Bible, why did he give thanks? First of all, he gave thanks because of the Lord's delivering hand. Does anybody know about God's delivering hand? He said in 2 Samuel 22, verse 1, he said, "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge and my Savior. Thou savest me from violence." Why David gave. The Lord's delivering hand. First of all, you'll notice in verse 2, he talks about his strength. He said that he is my rock. I'm glad in verse 2, the Lord is my rock. I realize he may be your rock. But it takes it to a personal level tonight. I'm glad David realized with his delivering hand of his strength. I'm glad nothing's too hard for God tonight. And then not only did he talk about him being his strength, look in verse 2. He said, "Lord, you are my shield. You are my fortress. What will we do without God tonight? And then he said, Lord, he said, not only are you my strength and shield, but you are my Savior, for you are my deliverer. You know, there's nobody like God that can deliver us. In every situation of our life, we need to be reminded about the delivering hand of God. He's our strength. He's our shield. He's our Savior. Look in verse 3. He's our security. He said, the God of my rock, in Him will I trust. What are you trusting in tonight? Are you trusting in maybe your position? You trusting in your possession? Are you trusting in people? Thank God I had a good mom and daddy that I could trust. And I'll be honest with you, I trusted in them a lot. But here David said, in Him will I trust. You know, it would help us every day if we could realize He's the only one at the end of the day can be trusted. We can't even trust ourselves. But you can trust Him tonight. For David said, I want to thank Him for His delivering hand. He's my Savior, my security. Then look what it says in verse 3. He's also my safety. He said He's the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge. My Savior, Thou savest me from violence. I looked up this word, horn. He is His safety. This word, horn, has to do with that of an elephant tusk. It was on the horns of the altar that David was realizing where he had seen the hand of God. Can I tell you, if there's ever been a day and an hour when we need to grab a hold of the horns of the altar, it is tonight. Aren't you glad there's a God that answers prayer this day? Don't give up praying. Hey, pray and pray and then pray some more and realize that the hand of God is still in the delivering business. Who are you trusting tonight? I appreciate the people in my life that I have confidence in. But let me tell you, friend, at the end of the day, there's nobody like our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Why He gave the Lord's delivering hand. But look in verse 4, you see, He gave because the Lord's dependable hearing. You know, as Brother Tim got up to sing tonight, and by the way, I meant to tell some of you guys, I went to use it the other night, and there was a wire undone, so I just stowed it in the book holder. It needs to be fixed, amen. But I want to say something. I'm glad God don't have a wire loose tonight. I'm glad that God has always got an ear bent toward His children. And David realized he had a God he could talk to. You know, I hear a lot of people say, well, you ought not tell God that. Let me tell you, I tell God everything, and I tell God anything. Why? Because He loves me, and He'll give me His ear, and He is a God I can talk to tonight. I can't tell y'all everything about me. I try to live a life that's up front for the foremost. But let me tell you something. There are some things I don't even want to talk to myself about. Yeah, man, shake your little Baptist head up and down. And out. But there's a God you can talk to about it, it seems. So David said, I'm going to give thanks because the Lord's delivering hand. But I'm going to give thanks for the Lord's dependable hearing. Look what it said in verse number 4. I will call on the Lord. Church, don't ever forget that. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Some folks don't like to praise in God. If we can't praise God in the sanctuary, what's wrong with us tonight? God's worthy of our praise. He said, I will call on the Lord. You know why? Because He's a God that can be called on. How many people have you ever needed, but they couldn't be there? But I'm thankful there's a God that you can call on tonight. He said, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Watch this, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. Verse 7, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. And watch this. And He did hear my voice out of His temple. My cry did enter into His ears. Plural. I'm glad God hears us out of both ears tonight. You say, you mean God's got ears? I'm glad He's got ears to hear. I'm glad He's got a heart that can be touched. I'm glad He's got a hand that can reach tonight. I'm glad He can hear our prayer. David said, the reason that I give thanks, because the Lord's dependable hearing. Verse 4, He said, I will call. It was personal. Aren't you glad God's a personal God? It's productive. Look in verse 4. He said, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. Where else could He go? His dependable hearing, it was a personal call, it was a productive call. But look in verse 7, it's a very passionate call. We're not the only ones that's had trouble. Look what it says, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and He did hear my voice out of His temple, and my cry did enter into His ears. A passionate call. Well, what are you talking about? First of all, in the waves of death. Look in verse 5. When the waves of death compact. You ever felt like you was about to die? I'm talking about in a low place in your life. When you feel like that death has compassed you. David said, let me tell you something. I've learned that I can call upon the Lord in my deathly experiences. Look in verse 5. Not only was it a passionate call when He was dying, but it was a passionate call because of the dangers. Look in verse 5. He says, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. There's a lot of ungodly people in this old world. And I guarantee you, most of your problem with people, 9 out of 10 times, it's the God that's in you that they don't like. David said it's a passionate call in my death and in my danger. And then verse 7, he says it's a passionate call because of my distress. He said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. There's nobody here that's been walking with God long that hadn't found themselves in distress. This word means when you seem to be overwhelmed and this world is crashing in on you. David said, I tell you somebody that I found out, there's a God in heaven that has dependable hearing. How many times has He heard your cry? Why is it so many times the last thing we do is cry out to the Lord? I reminded so many times I met a man lives out of our county. I've said this before, but I want to tell you that I guess the way most people think, I'd met this man just through a phone call and talking, and he told me he was flying out of country to get some surgery done because of his insurance. And he said this, he said, I'm going to fly out. I won't be able to get back to you, but I'm going to have some surgery and I plan to fly back in. I said this, well, I'm going to pray for your surgery. And you know what his comeback to me was? Oh, I hope it don't get to that. Let me tell you something tonight. We ought to be talking to God about everything we do. Every place we go, we ought to have God involved. David's thanksgiving. Are you having thanksgiving? Why He gave? Because the Lord's delivering hand. Because the Lord's dependable hearing. But look in verse 8. Also because the Lord's devoted help. He said in verse 8, after I cried to the Lord, look how God responded. Some of these liberals need to listen to this sermon tonight. Let me tell you something. They ain't got God on a lead. They ain't got God on a string. God can do what God wants to do and when He wants to do it. Look what the Bible says. The Lord's devoted help. First of all, verse 8 through 10, you'll see the Lord's wrath. He said, "After I cried unto Him and entered His ears, the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because of His wrath." Somebody said, "Well, God is not a God of wrath." You better read your Bible. God hates sin. The Bible said there went up a smoke out of His nostrils and fire out of His mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down. Darkness was under His feet. You know what happened? God got upset. God got upset because one of His children was being dealt with. Let me tell you, there's a God watching me and you tonight, and He loves all of His children. What kind of mom and daddies or grandparents would we be tonight if somebody was mistreating our kids and we didn't stand up and do something about it? You're not much of a man if you won't stand up. I'm not talking about being a brawler. I'm talking about protecting your family. God, we see the Lord's devoted help by His wrath. Look in verse 11, you'll see not only His wrath, but now you'll see His wings. He rode upon a cherub and did fly as He was seen upon the wings of the wind. What a God that can ride right into your situation. You see the Lord's devoted help, His wrath, His wings. Verse 12, look at these waters. He made darkness, pavilions round about Him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Verse 13, look at His warmth. Through the brightness before Him were coals of fire kindled. Verse 14, look at His word. The Lord thundered from heaven and the Most High uttered His voice. Let me tell you something. We still have the Word of God tonight. Verse 15, look at His works. And He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them. Verse 16, look at His wind. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of His nostrils. My goodness, the Lord and His word, the Lord and His works, and the Lord and His wind, the blast of the breath of His nostrils. David said, "I'll tell you why I'm going to give God thanks. Because the Lord's delivering hand, because the Lord's dependable hearing, because the Lord's devoted help." But lastly, here tonight, you'll see the Lord's delightful heart. Look what He tells David in verse 17. He sent from above. He took me, watch, and drew me out of many waters. Hey, we ought to get up and run out of here like a bunch of wild Indians tonight. And He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. The Lord's delightful heart. Look at verse 17. Brother Howard prayed this tonight. He drew me. Verse 17. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. I'm thankful for the drawing power of the Spirit of God tonight. That's what we need in this day and this hour, is the drawing power of the Spirit of God. Church, without the Spirit of God, it's all in vain. We can go through formalities and mechanics and procedures. Men's got formulas. But without the drawing power of the Holy Ghost, We live in a day of great easy believism. Raise your hand if you want to go to heaven. How many people you ever ask, do you want to go to hell? And they'd raise that. Let me tell you, it takes the drawing power of God to be saved tonight. The Holy Ghost must convict our heart that we're sinners. Christ died for all. But a man, woman, boy, and girl must realize they are a sinner. God must awaken them of their condition. Tonight, the Lord's delightful heart, He drew me. He sent from above and He took me and He drew me out of many waters. Look at verse 18. Not only did He say He drew me, but He delivered me. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. Now this is amazing. I've never noticed this, but look in verse 19 through 20. He delighted in me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. Here it is. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted in me. God wants to fellowship with us. That's why God sent His Son. You think about it. God must have been real lonely. For God sent His Son that man could believe in Him and get to God. God must have really wanted to fellowship with us because He sent His Son so He may fellowship with us. There's one way to God tonight. That's by the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you cannot commune with God. But aren't you glad that God drew us? Oh, God delivered us, and now God delights in us. Look what He says. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted in me. God loves to spend time with His children. Do you spend time with your Father? He loves for you to come out from this world and put Him to where He's supposed to be and fellowship with Him. He delights to talk and be with His children. I've had a very busy schedule. A lot of you are so busy. We're busier than we've ever been. It was so refreshing the last few days. I could just wake up, get me a cup of coffee, go into my altar and pray and sit down and I sit and open my Bible and just let God meet with me. So refreshing. God longs for that in my life. God longs for that in your life. Aren't you glad we have a God tonight that's not a statue, but a God that is touched by the feeling of our infirmities? I'm glad He loves us. He wants to meet with us. You see, I'm convinced every time we gather together in a church service, if we really want God to meet with us, He'll meet with us. Because God longs. He delights to fellowship with His people. You see, David said, I'm going to give thanks because the Lord's delightful heart. Nobody's never loved me like God. You know, this is an amazing thing. We're all human. That's why we've got a Bible that can instruct us and school us and help us, the Spirit of God that lives in us. But have you ever thought about this, one of the attributes of God? When you've been rude to God, you've pushed God to the side and you've hurt God's feelings. Aren't you glad there's a verse in the Bible says that if we'll confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us for our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And this is what I want to say tonight. So many people in life I've offended, and I can't reach them anymore. But not God. When I get it right with God, it's just like with me and Him. Oh, I'm so glad we've got a God that delights in His children. You see, His delightful heart, there's nobody like God. Secondly tonight, look in this text verse, I'll be done preaching. David's thanksgiving, I've covered why he gave. Because the Lord's delivering hand. Did you know He can deliver you tonight? The Lord's dependable hearing. Did you know that He will give you ear tonight? We went. Have you ever noticed with real important people, it's hard to get a window of time? When we went to the White House the other day, you know how long it took us to speak to the Vice President? Do you have any idea how many emails it took that was sent to Washington in order to get us that window? But let me tell you something. Not with God. Not with God. God is ready, available tonight. Why He gave. The Lord's delivering hand. The Lord's dependable hearing. The Lord's devoted help. The Lord's delightful heart. That's why He gave. But look who He gave. Back to that one little text verse, 2 Samuel 22 and verse 50. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee. First of all, David said, you don't have to. I will. David said, I'm going to give him thanks. And then he said, secondly, to that who, not only am I going to give thanks, but I'll tell you who I'm going to thank. I'm going to thank the Lord. He's a good person to thank tonight because He's been good to us. You see, David's thanksgiving, why he gave, who he gave, and then look where he gave. Lastly, where he gave. It's got my attention. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. Why? Because the heathen needs to hear some praise. The heathens need to see some praise. You say, well, preacher, is that right? You know, a little light goes a long way in a dark place. God wants us to be thankful everywhere we go, just not one time a year. But He said, in all things, give thanks. I got this the other week, and I said it last Sunday. Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to His purpose. When you can't thank God for the answer, you can thank Him for grace. I'm thankful tonight. May our church stay thankful.